But we thank you.
Donald Trump's first cabinet meeting of his second term began with a prayer. In his address to cabinet, the U.S. president claimed illegal border crossings have plummeted by never-seen-before numbers as his administration fights to lower inflation. He also highlighted the new Department of Government Efficiency as a top initiative and that it's found theft and fraud in the civil service, before asking his billionaire ally, Elon Musk, to speak first, despite the fact he's not an official cabinet member.
So, Elon, if you could get up and explain where you are, how you're doing, and how much we're cutting, and it's an honor to have you. He's been a tremendously successful guy.
The tech mogul argued the government must move fast to cut $1 trillion in spending.
We do need to move quickly if we're to achieve a $1 trillion deficit reduction in financial year 2026. It requires saving $4 billion per day, every day, from now through the end of September.
To achieve those savings, Trump pledged to cut 65% of the workforce of the Environmental Protection Agency, after tens of thousands of workers have already been purged from federal agencies, with a likelihood of more to come. Trump did, however, say the government wouldn't touch entitlement programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Despite questions around Musk's presence at the meeting, the White House defended his attendance.
Well, Elon is working with the cabinet secretaries and their staff every single day to identify waste and fraud and abuse at these respective agencies. And, you know, you've seen many of these cabinet secretaries, all of the cabinet secretaries, take the advice and direction of DOGE.
When asked by reporters, Trump also said he expects his cabinet secretaries to follow his orders with no exceptions.